Well now, it is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest once again that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening. And indeed, you will find that as a result of the energy that each of you have created in this particular environment that we're involved in, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have the opportunity to have a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again as well, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more personal to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And many times, you may not feel that you have experienced an interaction, but we assure you that at some level of your consciousness, that interaction absolutely does occur. And you will have the possibility of experiencing the results of that interaction as you go through your day-to-day activities. Pay attention to your intuitive suggestions. Pay attention to the coincidences that seem to appear to occur within your interactions with other entities. And so, once again, we would encourage you to become involved in that altered state of consciousness and in that silent communication. But once again, as well as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, there are some very basic elements that can assist each of you in your desire to understand your existence within this vibrational level and to achieve various desires that you wish to experience in this vibrational level. Some of them are very difficult for you to grasp and to understand because each of you have agreed to participate in various belief systems that exist within your vibrational level. The primary one which makes it difficult is your agreement to participate in what we like to refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. The belief system, for example, that you're not in charge. The belief system that you have for time and space. Your belief systems in what's necessary for you to continue to exist in this vibrational level, human consciousness belief systems, that you, at some level of your consciousness, have agreed to participate in. And consequently, because you have agreed to participate in that human consciousness belief system, which includes putting in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, it's difficult for you to alter or at least to accept that it's possible for you to experience creation outside of those human consciousness belief systems. Perhaps one of the most difficult is to grasp the concept that you are all that is. There is not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. Now that can be very challenging. Because you see, while it can give you this understanding, perhaps, of the limitless possibilities that exist within each of you, it also puts in place this concept that all of what you're experiencing is within your capacity to control, and consequently, you cannot look to some other entity to create for you or to be responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And that becomes difficult for you to grasp. Because you see, many believe that you're not in control. It's one of the human consciousness belief systems that you put in place, that you're not in control. And many believe that there are other entities existing outside of your consciousness who not only have the capacity to influence your reality, but even assist you in various ways in creating your reality. You can have that if you desire. Absolutely. You see, it's your creation. You can have whatever it is that you desire. So if you wish to hold the concept that you're not in control, if you wish to hold the concept that you have, for example, guides and angels and whatever other terminology you wish to use to identify these so-called entities that are assisting you, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's difficult to understand that it's also your creation. You create the guides or the angels or whatever it is that you believe are influencing your reality. You can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice. Not only is it not right or wrong, it's not even the wrong choice. If that's what you desire to experience, go for it. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation. You can have whatever it is that you desire. But with those types of belief systems comes as well, then, this belief that you're not in control. Because you see, you have these guides and angels that are controlling and influencing your reality. So when you run into what you believe to be a difficult time in this reality that you've created, then you look for solutions from outside of your consciousness. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. We're not suggesting for an instant that you should be one way or the other. However, each has various benefits that are associated with that particular type of belief, whether you're absolutely in control or whether you have other entities that are assisting you. You see, when you have other entities that are assisting you, then you don't have to have the responsibility for these realities that you're experiencing, that you believe are less than desirable realities. You can look to your guides and angels for assistance. The problem with that is, if you consider it to be a problem, if you want to be in that association where you are absolutely in control, then through believing that you have guides and angels, it's just you create the circumstances and realities that validate in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control. So it becomes very difficult to accept the full responsibility, particularly when you're involved in certain activities, relationships, day-to-day interactions with others that you experience and that you would qualify as being less than desirable. Hard to accept the responsibility for those particular realities. Much easier to accept the responsibility when it's what you believe as being a very positive reality that you're experiencing, a very desirable interaction that you're involved in. Then it's quite easy to accept that you are responsible for that creation. Much more difficult if you believe that it's a less than desirable reality. And then it's time perhaps to look to the guides and angels, if that's what you believe. Or then it's time to discover what the belief system is that's responsible for the experience that you're involved in. Because you see, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And it's a combination of beliefs and belief systems. The human consciousness belief system, the societal belief system, and the individual belief systems all mesh together to create this reality that you experience. So it becomes very difficult to accept that you are absolutely the one in control. Absolutely. There is not one instant that you experience in your awakened consciousness state that you are not absolutely responsible for. And so this becomes very difficult for you to accept that responsibility, to understand once again that you are all that is. There is not one entity who is any more or any less than what each of you are. The second concept that is very difficult for you to grasp, that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant, but it's an illusion. Consider that for a moment. It's an illusion. You are all that is. And here you exist in an illusion that you are creating. So if you exist in the illusion that you're creating, then, and you are all that is, then it stands to reason, if you wish to use some type of logic, that you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. Consider that for a moment. The energy that you are exists in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one. Now that becomes difficult as well for you to grasp, because in your awakened consciousness state, you go to all types of realities to validate that you are separate, that you are an individual, and yet you are one. To be one and yet to be an individual defies an explanation. And it's why we have suggested many times that the answers that you seek are within inside each of you. And if you learn to go within inside through the utilization of an altered consciousness state, it's possible for you to experience the connection with that spark of consciousness that you are. And when you experience that connection, then you will understand why it defies an explanation. It's a feeling. It's a feeling, it's an emotion that defies explanation. It's a feeling of absolute unconditional love. And each of you can experience that by going within inside. And you begin to get a glimpse of the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. You begin to get a glimpse of an understanding that you truly do exist. And the energy that you are exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. We understand the difficulty of that concept, absolutely. Because once again, you go to great lengths to hide from that understanding. We've explained the reason why. It's really quite simple. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to be here. You choose to put in place all of the beliefs and belief systems, the human consciousness belief system and the societal and the individual belief systems. And you agree to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits the understanding of who and what you truly are, so that the reality that your experience appears to be beyond your capacity to control. It appears like it's fate, if you wish. Things just happen without your involvement. Because when you don't believe that you're in control, when you have an experience that you don't accept the responsibility for, then the emotions and feelings are much more intense than what they are when you understand that you are absolutely in control. Consider that for a moment. And we use the analogy many times that it's like going into a theater where you watch some production that's projected upon a screen. And you understand absolutely that that's a trick of lights that's occurring, and it's someone else's interpretation of a particular event that you are experiencing. And as you experience and as you watch that production that's being projected upon that screen, you go through a various range of emotions and feelings. Not only that, within that space that you're involved in while you're watching this production, time becomes irrelevant. While it may be in your awakened consciousness state, the passage of a very short period of time, it can, on this projection of someone else's interpretation of an event, span many years. And so you get that illusion that time and space don't really exist on that screen. And you can go through all of the emotions that you experience as a result of what you're watching and ingesting from that production on the screen. But when you walk out of the theater, then you look at it and say, well, that's not real. You know, it was very entertaining, but it's not real. But now when you walk out of the theater and you are suddenly once again involved in the day-to-day interactions with other individuals, now that's real. Now it becomes something that you believe is beyond your capacity to control. And ironically, is no more real than what you experienced in the theater. Only this is your projection. This is your creation. This is your reality. And you're creating it. Interacting with other individuals who as well participate and agree to participate in that creation process. It's an illusion. And when you begin to understand that it's an illusion, then you can also begin to understand how it's possible for the energy that you are to exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are all that is, absolutely. Now, we suggested that in the year of 1987, there would begin to be a transformation of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. You could have done it instantly, but once again, you like to have this belief in time and space. You like to have an evolutionary process that validates your belief in time and space, an evolutionary process that you constantly perpetuate as you exist in any incarnational period. And so you, to validate this alteration of the energy for those who were sensitive of what was occurring, you began the transformation of the energy that you utilized to create this reality in your so-called year of 1987. And you completed that transformation into this energy that you utilized to create the reality in the year of your 2012. And at that time, it became possible for you to influence and to create your reality from a conscious state that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not impossible, but very difficult. There were a few individuals who were quite adequately creating their reality and influencing it consciously. But it was much more difficult to do than what it is now in this so-called new age and new energy. Now, when we made that prediction, many individuals assumed that suddenly there was going to be this much more desirable environment for you to exist in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. There was that assumption that if you could influence it consciously, then it would all be better somehow. We never suggested that for an instant. Because you see, better, right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept. The spark of consciousness that you are, that oneness that you are, creates this reality that you experience, validating the beliefs and belief systems that you hold without judging whether it's right or wrong. It gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief systems, and rejoices in the creation process, and never has any type of judgment as to whether or not it's right or wrong, but rather gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief systems, that allows you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. That's only possible when you believe you're not in control. Consider that for a moment. It's only possible if you believe you're not in control. Because you see, that's why you exist in this vibrational level, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. We would challenge each of you to look at any particular activity that you're involved in and to break it down. Why do you do that? Why are you trying to accomplish some particular reality? And eventually you will come down to, because it's, you wish to experience emotions and feelings that are a result of whatever it is that you're attempting to achieve and to accomplish and to bring into your reality. And so in this new age and new energy, you have the capacity to consciously influence and bring it into that reality and to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. Now, once again, there was this perhaps false belief system that because you could consciously influence your reality, that it would somehow be a much more desirable reality. That's not necessarily so, because you see, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the reality, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. That's a human consciousness, awake consciousness, judgment that you put upon what it is that you're experiencing. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you determine whether or not it's desirable or less than desirable, whether it's positive or negative. It does not occur at the level from which you create your reality. At that level, it gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs and belief systems you hold. And so when you hold it in your conscious state in this new age and new energy, you absolutely influence the capacity to create that reality. And the spark of consciousness that you are validates that desire, without judging whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. And so when individuals hold continuous thoughts in their conscious state, in this new age and new energy, you increase the capacity to bring that into your reality. Consider that for a moment. As you hold a consciousness thought and you dwell on that thought, in this new age and new energy, you increase the possibility that you will bring that into and experience it in your awakened consciousness state. It's not a case of whether it's a positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable reality that you're creating. Once again, that's only a judgment that you apply in your awakened consciousness state. It does not come from that spark of consciousness that you are. There is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in creation, giving to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, what it is that you hold in your consciousness state. Now, we could suggest, and it becomes very difficult for you once again to grasp, that when you hold it in your consciousness state, it not only affects your particular reality, but you are one. You begin to influence and affect the realities of those that you interact with. Absolutely. You're experiencing a particular phenomenon in your earth systems because you as a human consciousness now, as opposed to just individuals, are holding that in your conscious state and influencing and enhancing the possibility to have that experience. Your choice. Absolutely. You are, as we have suggested in your so-called past, going through a transformation of what you call your world powers. The so-called economic giants, if you wish, are losing their power economically, and it's being transferred into other areas of your Earth system. And it's a phenomenon that's resulting because there is a majority of entities in your awakened consciousness state who are holding that concept in their conscious state. Whether they believe that it's desirable or less than desirable has absolutely no effect on its capacity to be created, on the possibility that you will experience it. Just because you believe it's negative doesn't mean it's going to go away, or doesn't mean that it's not going to be created as quickly as one that you in your awakened consciousness state would believe is positive. Once again, it's important to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire to validate your belief systems, and there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, something you should or should not be experiencing. It gives to you a validation of your belief system so that you can indeed experience that which you desire, and it rejoices in that creation process. And so it becomes difficult, we understand, for each of you to grasp this concept that your consciousness exists in each and every atom of the entire universe. But it should be much easier for you to understand that your consciousness exists in each and every atom of your physical being. It's not just your awakened consciousness tag. It's not just a consciousness that individuals, many believe, only exists in your so-called brain, if you wish, in that part of your consciousness where you do your thought process. Your consciousness exists in each and every cell of your entire being. Each and every cell carries on a multitude of functions. Each and every cell contains within it what you refer to as a DNA. And contained within that DNA are beliefs and belief systems. Many times beliefs that you put in your altered states of consciousness. And beliefs that now in this new age and new energy can be altered from your awakened consciousness state in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so it's possible for you in your conscious state to alter your DNA. It's possible for you in your conscious state to indeed alter your physical makeup. It's possible for you in your awakened consciousness state to alter the consciousness that exists in the very cells of your entire being. Not only is it possible, and here is the irony, you do it whether you believe or not. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It is such a simple concept, and yet it can be so difficult to accept. When you are experiencing what you refer to as a negative experience, when your physical being is experiencing pain, for example, it's very difficult for you to accept that it's an illusion. It's difficult for you to accept that it's within your capacity to control that pain, absolutely. It's difficult for you to understand and to accept that you were responsible for the creation of that pain in the first place. If you created it, then you should be able to control it. But you see, that becomes very difficult, because then it puts you in this situation where you must accept that this is an illusion. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant, absolutely not, but it does mean that it's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It is the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any levels of your consciousness. It's very difficult for you to sustain. You can't remain in your awakened consciousness state. For example, you will eventually fall asleep, and each of you understands that at some point, because of your belief in the passage of time and space, and to validate this belief in time and space in your evolutionary process, each of you also believes that at some point you will die. You don't really die. You alter your consciousness. You enter into what we refer to as the between incarnational conscious state. What's difficult for you to grasp as well, that even in that state you continue to put in place and to sustain to a limited extent this electromagnetic energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. However, at that state you do begin to get a glimpse of the possibilities to create and influence your reality. And it's from that level of consciousness that you decide whether or not you choose to stay and remain in this vibrational level or to leave. Now, because of your belief in time and space, one would suggest that you make that choice only when you're in that between incarnational state, and yet there is no such thing as time and space. It's an illusion. It all exists in the now. It defies an explanation. It's why you can't find it written in any type of book, or you won't find it by listening to any type of tape. It won't be expressed. It's something that you can experience by going with inside to grasp that understanding of who and what you truly are and of how illusionary this reality really is. And when you begin to get a grasp on that type of understanding, then you begin to as well get a grasp on how you can potentially, consciously alter the reality to be that which you desire. You can learn to control issues that you thought were beyond your capacity to control. You can learn to control and to deal with, if you wish, these particular beliefs and belief systems that exist in each and every cell of your entire physical being, that influence the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. The irony of it is that you do it now. It's simply, do you wish to have that type of control? Do you wish to be in control? Because you see, it becomes very difficult when the reality that you're experiencing is not very desirable. When you're, for example, inflicted with what you would refer to as some type of incurable disease, for example, and to accept the responsibility for that becomes very difficult. When you perhaps desperately wish to remain in this particular incarnational period, and here you're creating a reality that's beginning to end that particular incarnational period, put a time limit on it, and to suggest that you created that yourself, that you made the choices and decisions, that you hold the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for that type of experience, becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. And yet, ironically, when you grasp it, you have the potential to control it. When you begin to understand, you have the potential to control the pain. You have the potential to change the reality. You have the potential to change the entire experience. And when you begin to understand the tremendous effect that what you hold in your consciousness that is influencing your day-to-day activities and realities, then you begin as well to grasp this illusionary concept of your reality and to understand that it's important. if you wish to have a certain type of experience, that you're aware of what it is that you're consciously experiencing, what you're consciously holding in your conscious and awake state, because it's influencing your reality, absolutely, without question, whether you believe or not. You see, as we have suggested many times, there are but three things in this reality that you cannot alter. Number one, you are all that is. You are the God you search for. Once again, there is not one entity in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. And number two, you create this reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Absolutely, completely and entirely, without exception. And the third concept that you cannot alter is that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail situation. This is a no-fail reality experience that you're involved in. You can create all types of realities that suggest that you must go through certain types of growth, if you wish, or spiritual awakeness, or whatever terminology you wish to apply. You can hold any type of belief that you wish that makes it difficult for you to grasp that understanding that this is an illusion. That makes it difficult for you to grasp the understanding that you're here by choice, and makes it difficult for you to grasp that understanding that you can leave at any time, and makes it difficult for you to grasp that understanding that you cannot fail. This is not an experiment where you must progress through some type of spiritual advancement or you must learn certain lessons. You can have that if you desire, absolutely. But it's your choice, and it's a choice you make consciously. But whether you choose to believe or not, at some point, you will absolutely come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. This is a no-fail experiment, if you wish, that you're involved in. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest that you experience in this reality is limited only by your imagination. What do you desire? Understand what it is that you desire. Pay attention to your conscious thoughts. Utilize your imagination of what it would be like to experience that that you desire, and then have the expectation that you create it all, and to create it, and to bring it into your reality, and to experience it. It's really that simple. It really is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you have trouble understanding what your beliefs are, learn to meditate and to go with inside with the intent of getting an understanding of what it is that you believe at whatever level, be it the human consciousness, the societal or the individual, and the combination of, so that you can change the belief system. And as you change the belief system, you absolutely change your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Pay attention to your conscious thoughts. Know what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Have the expectation that it's within your capacity to create it. If you don't have the expectation, learn to like who you are. Learn to love yourself consciously. And once again, meditation can assist you in achieving that self-love in your awakened consciousness state, so that you begin to have that belief, that expectation that you can create what it is that you desire. What do you believe? Such a simple, simple concept. What do you believe? Well now, it has indeed been an enjoyable interaction, and we would like to remind each of you that we are not separated by time or space. But should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you now with love and with peace.